Unlock the world of Quantum Resonance with more than 2,000 episodes of suspense, mystery, and spiritual awakening in the exclusive content section of this podcast. Quantum Resonance isn't just a podcast, it's an immersive experience that will take you on a journey through time, consciousness, and the hidden perfection within every moment. With over 97 thrilling seasons, this exclusive audio series reimagines the beloved concepts of Quantum Leap, blending them with the transformative teachings of Antonio T. Smith Jr. Step into the world of Dr. Malek Evans, a visionary quantum physicist who embarks on a mission like no other. Each leap transports Malek into the lives of individuals at pivotal moments in history, where he must navigate complex webs of corporate conspiracy, political intrigue, and spiritual dilemmas. Guided by the enigmatic Admiral J.T. Thompson and the Echo, a quantum device embodying collective ancestral wisdom, Malek's journey is one of deep understanding and profound self-discovery. But here's the twist: Malek's mission isn't to change the past. Instead, he's driven to uncover the hidden perfection already present in every situation. Can he resist the urge to intervene and instead illuminate the divine order within life's seeming chaos? For a limited time, you can gain exclusive access to all 200-plus episodes of Quantum Resonance, each one packed with suspense, mystery, and spiritual insights that will keep you on the edge of your seat. This is content you won't find anywhere else, and it's available only in our exclusive content section. For just $5.97 per month or $59.70 per year, unlock the full experience of Quantum Resonance along with Antonio T. Smith Jr.'s groundbreaking Law of Attraction, esoteric knowledge, and spiritual mentoring content. Imagine the transformative power of Gaia, but infused with Antonio's unique wisdom and life-changing insights and master storytelling. Listen to all new original stories, TV dramas, and audio shows, but only in the exclusive content section of this podcast. Don't miss out on this unparalleled journey. Subscribe now and dive into the world of Quantum Resonance. Each episode will challenge your perceptions, inspire your spirit, and reveal the interconnectedness of all things. Subscribe today and begin your journey with Antonio's exclusive series. Remember, once it's gone forever. Don't wait, your next leap awaits. Unlock exclusive access now. In the year 2024, Dr. Malek Evans, a visionary quantum physicist, embarked on a groundbreaking journey. Driven by his quest to understand the deeper connections between consciousness, time, and the universe, Malek activated his experimental quantum resonance chamber. But this wasn't just a leap through time, it was a leap into the fabric of reality itself. Now, Malek finds himself navigating across timelines, inhabiting the lives of others at pivotal moments in history. Guided only by his lifelong friend, Admiral Julius J.T. Thompson, and the Echo, a mystical quantum device, Malek must uncover the hidden perfection in every situation. Trapped in these lives, Malek confronts challenges that test not just his mind, but his very soul. With each leap, he's driven by the need to reveal the inherent order in chaos, to understand the interconnectedness of all things. And though his journey is one of acceptance and spiritual alignment, Malek often finds himself compelled to intervene, knowing that every action could ripple through time. But Malek's ultimate hope? That each leap brings him closer to a greater understanding, and perhaps, one day, the leap that will unlock the true nature of perfection. Welcome to Quantum Resonance, a journey like no other, where time, consciousness, and the universe resonate in perfect harmony.
The leap hit Malek like a freight train. One second, he was surrounded by the familiar hum of the Echo, and in the next, he was hurtling through darkness, disoriented and breathless. Light exploded around him, and suddenly, he was there, gasping for air in a dimly lit office, the taste of cold coffee lingering on his tongue. "Davy, are you even listening?" A sharp voice cut through the fog in his mind. Malek blinked rapidly, his eyes focusing on the balding man sitting across from him, his face twisted in frustration. "Yeah. I'm here, Malik stammered, his voice foreign, a little too high-pitched. He had no idea who he was or what was happening, but the urgency in the man's eyes sent a spike of adrenaline surging through him. The man leaned in, his voice dropping to a whisper, "This is serious. If we don't get ahead of this, everyone in the department could be out on the streets by the end of the month." Malik's heart raced. He scanned the room quickly, old papers stacked haphazardly, an outdated calendar on the wall showing August 1981, and a phone off the hook, a dull tone humming in the background. The pieces started to fit together, but the picture was still incomplete, hazy. "Layoffs?" Malik forced himself to ask, his voice more confident this time, hoping to pull more information. The man sighed, rubbing his temples. "Yes, Davy. The Reagan tax cuts. The Economic Recovery Act. It's going to kill us. The higher-ups are slashing budgets, starting with us." Malik's mind spun. He was Davy Richardson, an accountant, caught in the middle of what seemed like a corporate bloodbath triggered by the new tax laws. But why was he here? What was he supposed to do? The last thing he remembered before the leap was the echo's resonant tones, and now he was in a body that wasn't his, with a crisis he barely understood. "Tom, what are we supposed to do?" Malik asked, instinctively leaning into the character he had leapt into, hoping the man, Tom, would reveal more. Tom's eyes narrowed, suspicion flickering across his face. "You're the numbers guy, Davy. You tell me. We either cut loose or get cut ourselves." A sinking feeling settled in Malik's gut. He was in the thick of it, and whatever move he made could determine not just his fate, but the livelihoods of the people around him. He needed to think, fast. But before he could say anything, the door to the office burst open, and a woman stormed in, her eyes blazing with fury. "Tom, we need to talk, now." Malik's pulse quickened as he turned to face her. "Sarah?" The name slipped out of his mouth, though he had no idea how he knew it. The woman froze, her expression shifting from anger to shock. "Davy. You remember?" she whispered, her voice trembling. Malik's mind raced. There was something he was supposed to remember, something critical. But before he could grasp it, the echo pulsed in his mind, a low hum that resonated with a single, cryptic word, trust. And then, the chaos around him amplified, a phone began ringing, Tom was shouting, Sarah was pulling out papers from her bag, and through it all, Malik realized he was standing on the edge of something far bigger than himself. The only way out was through, but with each step, the ground beneath him felt more unstable, and the consequences more dire. Malik's thoughts raced, trying to grasp the situation unraveling before him. Sarah's eyes were locked onto his, searching for a recognition he didn't possess but needed to fake. Trust, the echo had whispered, but trust whom? He had no idea who Sarah really was or what she expected from him, no, from Davy. Before he could respond, Sarah thrust a stack of papers toward him, her hands trembling with urgency. Davy, we don't have time for this, she hissed, glancing nervously at Tom, who was now pacing the room like a caged animal. If we don't move now, everything we've worked for, everything you've worked for, will be destroyed. Malik's eyes darted to the papers. Graphs, reports, memos, all pointing to something much bigger than just layoffs. But what? He skimmed the top sheet, catching words like embezzlement, whistleblower, and conspiracy. His heart pounded louder, threatening to drown out his thoughts. Sarah, I, Malik began, but the words faltered. What was Davy's role in all this? How deep was he entangled in whatever plot was unfolding? Tom stopped pacing, his eyes narrowing at Malik. This isn't the time to second guess, Davy, he snapped. We're hanging by a thread here, and if you're having cold feet, now's the time to say so. The tension in the room was suffocating, pressing in on Malik from all sides. He had to think fast, act like Davy, even if he didn't know who that was supposed to be. Tom, Sarah, listen, Malik said, injecting a calm authority into his voice, hoping it was something Davy might do. We need to make sure every step we take is calculated. If we act rashly, we're done. But if we move strategically, we might still have a chance. Tom's face softened slightly, his shoulders relaxing as he nodded. You're right, you're right. We can't afford any mistakes. Sarah, still holding the papers, leaned closer, her voice dropping to a near whisper. "This is the proof, Davy. Proof that the higher-ups have been siphoning off funds, using the tax cuts as a smokescreen. If we get this to the press, they'll have no choice but to expose the whole operation." Malik's mind spun. If what Sarah was saying was true, then this was far more than just saving jobs. This was about exposing corruption on a massive scale. But how could he navigate this without truly knowing what Davy's role had been up to this point? The phone on the desk rang again, its shrill tone cutting through the tension like a knife. Malik reached for it instinctively, then hesitated. He didn't know who might be on the other end or what they might expect from him. "Are you going to answer that?" Tom asked, his eyes sharp, watching Malik closely. Malik hesitated for a fraction of a second too long, and the suspicion in Tom's gaze deepened. Before Malik could make a move, Tom stepped forward and grabbed the receiver, his voice dropping to a low growl. "Yeah, it's Richardson," he said, his eyes never leaving Malik's face. Malik could only listen, his mind a whirlwind of confusion, as Tom's expression darkened with every word exchanged. He ended the call with a curt nod, then turned to Malik and Sarah. "That was Alan Grant," Tom said, his voice tight with barely concealed fear. "He knows. They're coming for us." Sarah's face drained of color, and Malik felt a cold wave of dread wash over him. Whoever they were, it was clear that Malik, or rather, Davy, was in over his head. The walls were closing in, and Malik knew that every decision he made from here on out could have catastrophic consequences. The only way out was through, but the path was shrouded in darkness, and every step felt like a plunge into the unknown. Malik had no choice but to trust in the echo, in himself, and in the fragments of Davy's life he could grasp along the way. The stakes were higher than ever, and one wrong move could mean the end, not just for him, but for everyone involved. Malik's mind raced, his pulse quickening as he tried to process the torrent of information. Alan Grant knew, but what exactly did he know? And what did that mean for Davy, for him, moving forward? The room felt suffocating, the air thick with tension, as Sarah and Tom watched him closely, waiting for him to make the next move. He had to stay calm, had to act like Davy. But every word, every action could be a misstep leading to disaster. Malik forced himself to focus, to sift through the chaos. Tom's distrustful eyes were on him, while Sarah seemed to waver between urgency and fear. Whatever they were up to, it was clear that Davy had been deeply involved in something dangerous, something that was now spiraling out of control. "What's our next move?" Malik asked, keeping his voice steady, hoping it was the kind of question Davy would ask. Tom hesitated, his suspicion not entirely dispelled. "We need to secure the evidence before Alan and his goons get their hands on it. If they find out what we're planning." He trailed off, the unspoken threat hanging heavy in the air. Sarah nodded, her expression grim. "We have to get this to the press. Once it's out there, they won't be able to cover it up. We just need to hold them off long enough." "Hold them off?" Malik's stomach churned. He was playing a role in a game with stakes far higher than he had anticipated. The pieces were starting to fall into place, but the full picture was still elusive. What had Davy been planning? And how far had he gone to bring it to fruition? "Do we have everything we need?" Malik asked, hoping to draw out more details. Sarah bit her lip, her eyes darting to the stack of papers in her hands. "Most of it, but there's still more we need to gather from the office, documents that prove the embezzlement. Without them, it's just hearsay." Tom's gaze hardened. "But going back to the office now is a risk. Alan's men could be waiting for us." Malik's mind raced. The office, he needed to understand what role it played in all this, what exactly Davy had hidden there. But if it was as dangerous as Tom suggested, any wrong move could expose them all. The echo pulsed in his mind, a low hum that resonated with a single, cryptic word, risk. He almost flinched at the sudden intrusion, but he kept his composure. The echo was telling him something, but what? Was it a warning or a prompt to act? "Then we need a plan," Malik said, his voice firmer now, adopting the role with more confidence. "We can't just walk in there blind. We need to know what we're up against." Tom nodded, though the wariness in his eyes remained. "Agreed. We'll need to move quickly, though. Time isn't on our side." Sarah stepped closer, her voice a whisper, barely audible over the tension in the room. We can do this, Davy. We've come this far, we can't back down now. Malik met her gaze, trying to channel whatever resolve Davy had, though the uncertainty gnawed at him. We'll get what we need, he said, hoping it sounded convincing. And we'll make sure the truth comes out. As the words left his mouth, Malik couldn't shake the feeling that he was walking a tightrope. One misstep away from plunging into the abyss. The path ahead was perilous, shrouded in layers of deception and danger. But there was no turning back. He was in too deep, and the stakes were too high, for him, for Davy, and for everyone caught in the web of corruption they were trying to untangle. With a deep breath, Malik prepared himself for what was to come, knowing that every decision, every action from here on out, could mean the difference between survival and disaster. Malik steeled himself, trying to maintain the facade of Davy as the tension in the room thickened. Tom's eyes bore into him with suspicion, and Sarah was shifting uneasily, glancing between the two men. Malik needed to stay sharp, keep his cover intact, and figure out what was really happening here. The stakes were higher than ever, and any misstep could be fatal. But then, out of the corner of his eye, he saw a shimmer in the air, a faint ripple that slowly coalesced into the familiar figure of Admiral Julius J.T. Thompson. The Admiral appeared as a hologram, his presence as solid as it could be in this digital form. Only Malik could see him, and the sight of JT holding the Echo, the swirling energy vortex in his hand, filled Malik with a mix of relief and dread. Malik, you're in deeper than you think, JT's voice was low, his tone grave. The Echo pulsed, feeding information directly into the Admiral's quantum-enhanced mind. I've got intel on these people, and it's not good. Tom's not just some disgruntled employee, he's linked to a radical group. And Sarah? She's more involved than you know. Alan Grant's pulling the strings, but these two are the ones with the powder keg. Malik tried to absorb the information while keeping his expression neutral. His mind raced, piecing together what JT was saying with what little he knew. He'd suspected something was off, but terrorism? That was a whole different level of danger. If he wasn't careful, he could end up being complicit in something catastrophic. Tom was watching him closely, his suspicion growing by the second. What's the holdup, Davy? You seem distracted. Malik forced a smile, even as he felt the sweat start to bead on his forehead. Just thinking about our next move. We can't afford any mistakes. Tom narrowed his eyes but nodded slowly. Good. We don't have room for hesitation. Meanwhile, JT was continuing to feed Malik crucial details, his holographic form pacing slightly as the Echo hummed with energy. Alan's been orchestrating the layoffs to cover up embezzlement. He's skimming from the top. But these layoffs are just the beginning. He's planning to divert attention with a manufactured crisis, something big enough to distract everyone from his schemes. Malik's heart pounded. He couldn't let that happen, but he also couldn't blow his cover, not yet. He needed more information, more leverage, but every second he stood there felt like a second closer to disaster. Sarah, Malik said, his voice steady despite the storm inside him, we need to make sure everything we have is secure. If anything goes wrong, we'll need to act fast. Sarah nodded, though she looked at him curiously, as if sensing something was off. I'll double-check everything, but we should move soon. Time's running out. Just as Malik was about to respond, JT spoke again, his voice urgent. Malik, Tom's planning something tonight. He's got connections to a group that's been targeting government buildings. If they follow through. Malik froze, the weight of the revelation nearly crushing him. He had to stop this, but how? And how could he do it without blowing his cover? Davy? Tom's voice cut through the haze, sharp and demanding. You with us? Malik blinked, realizing he'd been staring off into space, talking to thin air as far as they could tell. He couldn't afford to raise any more suspicion. Yeah, I'm here, he said quickly, trying to sound like the determined Davy they expected. But inside, he was scrambling for a plan. The Admiral had given him the pieces, but now it was up to Malik to put them together before everything exploded, literally. Good, Tom said, though there was a dangerous edge to his voice now. Because we're out of time. We move tonight. As the reality of the situation sank in, Malik knew he was standing on a razor's edge. One wrong move, one slip, and everything could come crashing down. He had to stop Tom, protect Sarah, and somehow keep Alan Grant from destroying countless lives. And he had to do it all while pretending to be a man he barely knew. Malik's mind was racing, trying to keep pace with the information pouring in from JT while maintaining the cool, detached demeanor that Davey would project. Tom and Sarah were watching him, expecting him to make decisions, to lead. But how could he, when every word from JT was a new revelation, each one more damning than the last? Davey, focus. JT's voice cut through the static in Malik's brain, the holographic figure pacing just out of sight of the others. You've got to stay in control. Tom's connected to a group that's more radical than you know. They're planning something big, dangerous. If you don't play this right, they'll suspect you. Malik forced himself to nod, even though JT couldn't see him. He couldn't respond directly, not without drawing unwanted attention. But the pressure was mounting, and Malik could feel the weight of his task growing heavier with every passing second. Tom's eyes were narrowing, his suspicion growing. So, Davey, what's the next move? Tom's voice was sharp, demanding. He wasn't asking for advice, he was testing him. Malik's thoughts scrambled for a plausible answer. We need to secure the documents, he said, grasping at the last thread of conversation he could remember. Make sure they're ready to go if we need to move fast. Tom's gaze flicked to Sarah, who nodded slightly. Malik's heart pounded in his chest. Had that been the right call? He couldn't tell if Tom was buying it, but Sarah seemed on board, for now at least. Right, Tom finally said, though his tone was laced with doubt. We'll need to be careful. Grant's people are everywhere. If they catch wind of this. They won't, Malik interjected, trying to sound more confident than he felt. We'll be ready. But even as he said the words, JT was feeding him more information, a torrent of facts and figures that made it hard to concentrate. The Echo was working overtime, pulling data from the quantum streams, unraveling the web of deceit that surrounded Davy's life. Malik could barely keep up. He wasn't Davey, not really, and the knowledge he was gaining felt like a double-edged sword. Malik, listen carefully, JT warned. Sarah's deeper in this than you think. She's not just a journalist, she's been feeding information to both sides, playing them off each other. And Tom? He's more than just a radical, he's got connections to international groups, people who are willing to use extreme measures to achieve their goals. Malik's head spun. How was he supposed to navigate this? He was in way over his head, pretending to be a man he didn't know, caught in the middle of a plot that was quickly spiraling out of control. He couldn't let on that he was anything other than Davey Richardson, a man who was supposed to know all of this already. Sarah shifted her weight, her eyes flicking between Malik and Tom. We need to be sure, she said, her voice calm but firm. If we're going to pull this off, we need to trust each other. Malik nodded again, trying to appear thoughtful, but the truth was, he didn't know who to trust. JT was giving him the facts, but how could he act on them without giving himself away? Davey, Tom's voice snapped Malik back to the moment, you sure you're good? You've been acting a bit. Off. Malik's pulse quickened, and for a terrifying second, he thought Tom had seen through his facade. But then he remembered who he was supposed to be, who Davey was supposed to be, calm under pressure, calculating. Just thinking ahead, Malik replied smoothly, forcing a tight smile. There's a lot at stake, Tom. We can't afford mistakes. Tom stared at him for a long moment, the tension thick enough to cut with a knife. Then, slowly, he nodded. Good. Because we're past the point of no return. Malik exhaled quietly, relieved that he'd managed to avoid suspicion, at least for now. But the game was far from over, and with every passing minute, the stakes were getting higher. JT was still feeding him critical intel, and Malik knew that one wrong move could blow the entire operation, and his cover, wide open. He had to think fast, stay one step ahead, and somehow keep this house of cards from collapsing.
Stay tuned for the next episode of Quantum Resonance. Episode 2, A Dangerous Game. As Malik struggles to maintain his cover as Davey, the pressure mounts. With Tom growing more suspicious by the minute and Sarah hiding secrets of her own, Malik finds himself trapped in a perilous web of lies and betrayal. The clock is ticking, and every move could bring him closer to the truth or closer to disaster. Can Malik navigate the treacherous landscape of corporate conspiracy without revealing his true identity? Or will he become the next pawn in a game far bigger than he ever imagined? The tension is building, and the stakes have never been higher. Don't miss the next gripping episode of Quantum Resonance, coming later this week. Make sure you're subscribed to catch every twist and turn, and stay connected on social media for exclusive content and updates. Can Malik stay ahead of the game, or is he about to be exposed? Find out in the next episode. Unlock the world of Quantum Resonance with more than 2,000 episodes of suspense, mystery, and spiritual awakening in the exclusive content section of this podcast. Quantum Resonance isn't just a podcast, it's an immersive experience that will take you on a journey through time, consciousness, and the hidden perfection within every moment. With over 97 thrilling seasons, this exclusive audio series reimagines the beloved concepts of Quantum Leap, blending them with the transformative teachings of Antonio T. Smith Jr. Step into the world of Dr. Malik Evans, a visionary quantum physicist who embarks on a mission like no other. Each leap transports Malik into the lives of individuals at pivotal moments in history, where he must navigate complex webs of corporate conspiracy, political intrigue, and spiritual dilemmas. Guided by the enigmatic Admiral J.T. Thompson and the Echo, a quantum device embodying collective ancestral wisdom, Malik's journey is one of deep understanding and profound self-discovery. But here's the twist: Malik's mission isn't to change the past. Instead, he's driven to uncover the hidden perfection already present in every situation. Can he resist the urge to intervene and instead illuminate the divine order within life's seeming chaos? For a limited time, you can gain exclusive access to all 200-plus episodes of Quantum Resonance, each one packed with suspense, mystery, and spiritual insights that will keep you on the edge of your seat. This is content you won't find anywhere else, and it's available only in our exclusive content section. For just $5.97 per month or $59.70 per year, unlock the full experience of Quantum Resonance along with Antonio T. Smith Jr.'s groundbreaking Law of Attraction, esoteric knowledge, and spiritual mentoring content. Imagine the transformative power of Gaia, but infused with Antonio's unique wisdom and life-changing insights and master storytelling. Listen to all new original stories, TV dramas, and audio shows, but only in the exclusive content section of this podcast. Don't miss out on this unparalleled journey. Subscribe now and dive into the world of Quantum Resonance. Each episode will challenge your perceptions, inspire your spirit, and reveal the interconnectedness of all things. Subscribe today and begin your journey with Antonio's exclusive series. Remember, once it's gone forever. Don't wait, your next leap awaits. Unlock exclusive access now.